So the Bradshaws are 30. You may not even know what the Bradshaws were or are, but if you have any history in radio, then you should know. I was reminded of the anniversary by that excellent Radio 4 tribute to the Bradshaws on Monday. I couldn't help noticing, however, that when I looked at the blurb for it on iPlayer, it was described as having been launched on commercial radio. So I thought a bit of correction and history was probably necessary. Let's be a bit more specific. It was launched on Piccadilly Radio at a time when that station was an incredible hub of creative talent under the leadership of Managing Director Colin Walters and Programme Director Tony. I know because I was a spotty recent graduate from Manchester University turned radio producer, and really privileged to be there for what were some of the most enjoyable days of my radio life. People at that time at Piccadilly were fantastic at making something out of nothing. Chris Evans, Timmy Mallett, Andy Crane. The radio station was stuffed with talented people. A fantastic time in Manchester and at Piccadilly. And the Bradshaws is a great example. For those too new to the radio industry to remember, those were the days when we weren't allowed to play commercial records for a good percentage of the output, and we had to use real live Musicians Union musicians to make up the difference. Funnily enough, we tended to play the pop records during the day and use the Musicians Union members, talented though they were, overnight. And Bud Hawkins, the inventor of the Bradshaws, was one of those, and he turned his boring shifts as a nightbeat musician into the inspiration for what became the Bradshaws. To start with, I don't think anybody even knew what he was doing overnight with the nightbeat presenter at the time, I think was Mike Day. They were just messing about with Buzz's amazing gift for voices. He still voices all the characters of the Bradshaws. And then what they were doing began to be talked about outside the overnight shift, which is unusual, as anybody who worked at a radio station will know. Not many people talk about what goes on between 2 and 5 in the morning. And in the end, the Bradshaws became an afternoon feature on Phil Wood's show, I think. And the rest is history. Here we are 30 years later. One man, no budget, a local commercial radio station creating something that's endured for all those years and been listened to by hundreds of thousands of people. Possibly some bigger lessons for the creative process there. Well done, Buzz. Happy birthday, Billy, and the rest of the Bradshaws.